Portland mugshots, 30 arrested following Saturday's protests. By Hannah Blow on September 28, 2020. Authorities arrested 30 people on Saturday night in Portland after a relatively calm day of protests. Despite dueling demonstrations which Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell said were free from serious violence. Governor Kate Brown, D., declared a state of emergency prior to the expected dueling protests in the city on Saturday. Police Chief Lovell praised the unified efforts of Oregon State Police, Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the Portland Police in quelling the tensions and expressed hope that the peace would extend through the evening. However, violent protests emerged after dark as demonstrators took to the streets, blocking an intersection near the Portland Police Bureau. Despite several warnings from authorities, many demonstrators refused to listen and threw projectiles at officers, including rocks, firecrackers, and ball bearings likely launched from slingshots. Per the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. At 10:29 p.m., officers stopped a vehicle associated with a demonstration in the area of SW 1st Avenue and SW Jefferson Street. A drone was seized from inside the vehicle. Officers provided security during the traffic stop. As they began to disengage, many of the demonstrators moved back out into the lanes of travel. Officers again cleared the street. As they did this, officers were targeted by high-velocity objects, believed to be ball bearings launched from slingshots. These projectiles had the potential to cause serious injury. Authorities ultimately declared a riot shortly before midnight. But few, if any, individuals followed the order. The sheriff's office said, adding that officers were pelted with additional rocks and other dangerous objects and continued to make arrests. 30 people were arrested as a result. Across the board, charges include disorderly conduct in the second degree, interfering with a peace officer, assaulting a public safety officer, and resisting arrest. Grace Dietz-Cold, 18, whom journalist Andy Ngo described as a green-haired Portland lesbian activist, is facing charges of attempted assault of a public safety officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest, and harassment. She was released without bail. Others include, per the sheriff's office, Grace Dietz-Cold, 18, of Portland, attempted assaulting a public safety officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest, harassment. Dwan Iden, 46, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Kaylee Conklin, 28, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Michael Smith, 42, of Beaverton, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Aubrey Danner, 33, of Gladstone, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Ruby Martin, 30, of Springfield, Oregon, assaulting a public safety officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resist arrest, riot, interfering with a peace officer. Jordan Brokaw, 23, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Chris Baltazar, 27, of Fontana, California, interfering with a peace officer. Peter Werve, 44, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. Kayla DeGroot, 26, of Alberta, Canada, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Karina Rampola, 48, of Corvallis, Oregon, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest. Rachel Miles, 34, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Alexander Trevino Jr., 28, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Danny LeClaire, 27, of Seattle, Washington, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Brandon Sanchez, 23, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Michael Colton, 28, of Minnesota, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, escape in the third degree. John Doe, 1, unknown age, unknown residents, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest. John Doe 2, unknown age, unknown residents, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest. Rachel McDonough, 27, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, harassment. Christopher Davenport, 22, unknown residents, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, aggravated harassment, resisting arrest. Omar Shafiq, 23, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer. John Hacker, 36, of Portland, interfering with a peace officer, harassment. Mitchell Lindsay, 28, of Portland, assaulting a public safety officer, riot, interfering with a peace officer. Richard Singelstadt, 26, unknown residents, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree. Nicholas Longoria, 23, of San Antonio, Texas, robbery in the third degree, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest. Jackson Tudela, 24, unknown residents, assaulting a public safety officer, interfering with a peace officer. Ian Overgash, 18, of Portland, assaulting a public safety officer, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct in the second degree, resisting arrest, criminal trespass in the second degree. Two arrestees, Philip Klein, 18, Matthew Klein, 24, were criminally cited, and authorities referred one minor to juvenile court.